Blog Talk Radio.
The opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and or guests, and not necessarily those of AMC Press and Company's affiliates and sponsors. Language and content may be found inappropriate for minors, therefore, listener discretion is advised.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to AMC Press. Everybody is just getting in the workroom right now. And we have one person who's just arrived, and that's Johnny.
I'm here.
Allison. Yes. Good evening, Johnny. How are you?
I'm all good.
Oh, good. Thank God. Now we have Allison should be along. Hopefully. And our hello?
She should be on in a little bit.
She should be on in a little bit, but for right now it's you and us. And we also have a correspondent
out here.
A what?
Trying to get the little bugs worked out all around here.
Yeah. And we also have special guest from Australia who is phoning in at the precise moment, and she's helping our guest appear on the show. He is currently flying in and he should be here in a few minutes' time. Oh shit, we have to go pick him up, don't we? So then, we keep promoting betting for some reason.
Because, you know, everybody needs betting, that's for sure.
Everybody needs betting. As the colder months approach, there's more betting to be done. You know, you just can't get enough betting. Like billions of dollars, you can't get enough betting.
Yeah.
And we have 20% off that. Select out in betting from the Pacific Coast. And also, you shop now, you get 10%. 30% off of Law Ashley. Matter of fact, I might even kick in to take a gander at this. And you put it in at checkout, and you get. Anyway, on with the show. I don't know how many minutes we can keep stalling. Do you feel something?
Jay, so you just gotta try and get on with it, right?
Do you hear something? I heard a ring.
Not the no.
No? Yeah. Well, I think there was a joke that I heard of it on the sidewalk. Person walking on the sidewalk, me minding my own business. They said, hey, I said, what? They said, go. I said, why? They said, stop. I said, I have no idea what you're talking about, mate. Turned out to be a red light.
Whoop.
You know, it is kind of funny that way. And I'm looking at the first TV show. First TV show of the season to be cancelled. What can we do without? Well, Selfie has received a bulk of social media rage. And then also Fox's Red Band Society almost has no pulse. But it seems that the unlikely that they would let a Steven Spielberg produced drama get axed first. Plus, Fox's kids are getting sick. Kids are doing better than Utopia, which is my first bet for cancelled shows. I mean, we haven't seen Stalker yet, but that's tonight. It is kind of funny, the advanced stuff that we get on air in America, you know, that actually gets cancelled first.
Yeah.
I mean, personally, I love Gotham. I don't know about you, but
If they cancel that whole,
if they
Fox has canceled good shows before. Firefly.
Well, Firefly, yeah.
Even Almost Human got canceled.
Who, what?
That futuristic comic drawing, Almost Human, that had a following. Like, oh, nope, we're going to cancel it.
Well, Almost Human got canceled because... Well, just because it had no censorship. Yeah, or no sanction. Rather. But you know, it is funny how many TV shows get cancelled.
Hello, guys.
Yes,
sorry.
Hello.
Did you guys
hello,
do the
hello.
Affiliate?
Yeah.
Yes, we did. We took care of the affiliates. And is our guest late?
He's coming, don't worry.
He's coming in. He's arriving. We better go get him. Do you have his luggage?
Really, Red Hood. Really now.
He's staying over. Come on.
Yeah, no.
Oh, wait. And he Skyped me. I think. He Skyped me.
Probably.
He Skyped into the show. Do you see him?
He's trying to.
He's trying to Skype in?
Yes.
More cowbell. Anyway, sorry.
Got it, Morty.
Yeah. Aileen will be here.
Good. Aileen will be here. Aileen is our, for those of you who don't know, Aileen is our newest soon-to-be correspondent.
How about we jump the cart before the horse, Red?
Well, exactly.
There's the whole thing of putting cart before horse, foot and mouth. And then,
well, we have foot and mouth. Wait a second. We don't have foot and mouth disease on the show, so it's not really fair. Is it? Hello? Yes. Yeah. It's not really fair. What is 10:10? Ah, what the hell? We'll give him 5 minutes. Yeah.
Gotta roll right.
So, yeah. Bear in mind you, every place is different, and everything could have
issues. Of course,
every place is different. We all know we've had our fair share of technical issues. So,
true.
Some of us more than we want to be. Would like to acknowledge.
Very, very true.
Just like I could list a few if I really wanted to, which I'm not.
Of mine or yours?
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, God, we're feeling the pulse.
Yeah,
feeling the pulse.
Aelin is here.
Aelin is in! This is good.
Hello?
Hello!
Hello,
hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome. The Land of Expeditions.
Thank you
for having me. Yes,
a
quote
from the Land of Expeditions.
We're all here.
I'm glad that you made it in. We were just sharing about our own fair share of technical difficulties with the show, and never good. Never the best thing.
Dropped and came back in, like.
How are you?
Exactly.
I think we should get into the first topic of commentary and Amazon issues. Yeah. Fun.
Yeah, what is this about again?
Tom and Jerry, old cartoon.
Yeah, Tom and Jerry.
Amazon is putting their foot in their mouth when it's a cartoon
kind of.
And could be considered putting foot in mouth.
A foot and mouth disease go hand in hand, doesn't it?
I mean, it seems kind of weird. I haven't watched Tom and Jerry before, but I'm sure it's nothing worse than what Family Guy's ever done.
Well, yeah, I mean,
there's a cat and mouse chasing after each other. That's
exactly.
It could be.
Last time I checked, it's catnip disease.
It could be worse. Red and Stimpy. How many times? Or they do have shit being done.
And how many times racial prejudices? I mean, I'm sorry. How many times? Oh, depiction of blackface. Well, I'm sorry. Blackface and segregation go hand in hand, but yet every stereotype seems to be made fun of these days.
If you look at Family Guy, they've made fun of Jews, they've made fun of, I guess, maybe Muslims, they've made fun of disabled people, the KKK. There's nothing that Family Guy won't touch. And I'm sure Ren and Stimpy isn't as violent as Itchy and Scratchy on The Simpsons. So what's the big deal?
It's not. And Itchy and Scratchy on The Simpsons is kind of like,
it's kind of a mix. It's kind of a rendition.
Thing.
It's a rendition of Tom and Jerry.
There you
cat
go.
Cat versus mouse. But
yeah.
Cat.
Exactly.
But Simpsons,
but yeah.
And the one ends up dead.
Yeah, the one ends up dead every time. But yet, I think the funniest thing has to be the fact that, you know, Amazon's flipping shit over
you know. So Tom, one person said it's political correctness going mad. I tend to agree with that. And then another added, so basically Tom is basically a racist, sexist, chain-smoking cat?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody?
How can a cat be racist?
Exactly. It's like naming the Cat in the Hat by Dr. Seuss racist. Now, that would be pretty dumb funny because it's in Limerick. You know, if we took this to an extreme, the extreme being, you know, wait a second. I'm now trying to remember a Dr. Seuss rhyme. Oh, yeah. Do you like green eggs and ham? Do you like cake looking or hot? Do you like da-da-da-da-da? Insert da-da-da-da-da. You know? Follow bandwidth here. I mean, really?
Or read any book that is on the ban. Read any book that is banned in some country. Or even our own.
Exactly.
Or for those who are in the States. And wouldn't be, surprise me if other countries have banned books.
You know, even iCarly, okay? Even iCarly, you know, they say, oh, yes. Tom and Jerry shorts may be depict some ethical and racial prejudices that were once commonplace in American society.
iCarly. Since when does iCarly get controversial?
No. This is just a description for Tom and Jerry, but iCarly is right sideline right next to it. I'm just saying, if iCarly got controversial, I don't think they would have much to get controversial about besides iPhones, iTunes, and iBandwidth. I mean, it's like, leave it all to me. Yes, hoard it all to me. If you actually think about what Drake Bell wrote, but at the same time, really good song, not just in the song, not just in the lyrics either. But yet, if iCarly suddenly went racial, what are they going to make fun of? You know, what could they actually go out and competently make fun of?
There's a lot if you really wanted to.
NABSA?
You could find some.
NABSA? File sharing? What?
And sure, yeah. the illegal ethics of
there's TV shows
sharing.
That make fun of everything. Anything's on the line except obviously stuff that's going on in the Middle East at the moment. That's kind of out of bounds because you don't want to get yourself hurt. But most things people make fun of. I mean, that's what got South Park in trouble once. They were threatened with death for making fun of the Islamic culture. And have you seen the new ad for The Interview with Seth Rogen and I can't remember his best mate's name, but they're doing a movie about going over to assassinate Kim Jong Un, and the North Koreans got all up in arms.
Oh, that movie's called The Interview.
Yeah. I just can't remember what the other guy's called. His name is
Jonah Hill.
No, James no. Franco. That's his name. James Franco.
Okay.
So that's in a movie that's coming out soon. But the North Koreans got all up in arms because apparently they're out of touch. They're out of bounds. You can't touch them because they're perfect
but
and they win
second.
Everything and they're all right. Wow.
Wait one bloody fucking second then. Okay. If we're out of lines, we're going to. If we're out of lines with the US is out of lines for
going to wars, interrupting wars, interrupting the Muslim culture, bombing territories and pulling up Megan when we're up there, right?
Yeah.
Then, why are they so up in arms about us making fun of Kim Jong-un? Because it seems like Kim Jong-un does the same thing that every fucking dictator does, which is, I want power.
And we can also loop it, put Putin on blast, too.
Because we can't forget about Putin.
Because
Kim Jong-un doesn't want to look less than perfect in the eyes of his own people. And that's what he's made out to be.
Yes, but it's the same thing in terms of, if you put Kim Jong-un, Stalin, Putin, Hitler,
Oh, God.
Stacked in a line, you would say everything that you're saying across the board, wouldn't you?
You would what, sorry?
You would say everything across the board. Across the board. They said they don't want to look like a disgrace to their own people, right?
Yeah.
But my point is if you put every dictator, right? Every dictator across the board in history, Pol Pot, even. Okay. Let's go way back, all right? Way back. So Pol Pot, thing like that, right?
Yeah.
So you'll say the same thing. The reason why I don't want to look like a disgrace to my own people is because others have actually pointed out, my flaws.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, they want to look perfect in their people's eyes because they want to obviously keep power and they don't want people to rebel. Otherwise, if they kill all their people, they're not going to have anyone to rule. So I'm guessing
except
they want
themselves.
To look perfect. Yeah, exactly. So I'm guessing they want to be perfect in their people's eyes because they want power, and that's how they get power, by brainwashing people and not letting them have access to anything in the outside world. That's why you can't get Facebook in China or North Korea.
Right.
China is having a big old, protest right now when it's supposed to be
in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
But I've had when I was at school we had Chinese exchange students and they had Facebook, but when they went back home to China they couldn't use it because they don't have access to Facebook in China. I think they have some kind of other social media that's China based, but it's not accessible to the wider world.
Well, yeah.
Sorry, you guys go. I don't want to take over.
No, you're fine with me. I look at this and say, there has to be more people saying shit has to be put out there. No matter if it's here, if it's corruption in smaller areas or larger, sooner or later it will be out there. And guess what? Once it's out there, it isn't coming back out. It's not going to come off the internet.
Yeah, but that's what Hong Kong's trying to do. They're trying to get themselves, I guess, open to the outside world. That's why they're protesting in Hong Kong against the government. But I don't think that's kind of a possibility in the Middle East at the moment because the leaders, you know, ISIS, Hamas, or the Taliban or whatever, their first reaction is kill them. So there's no point protesting, unfortunately.
Right.
They live in fear.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, and the thing is, living in fear isn't probably the best thing. If you explain that to Kim Jong-un, I don't think he would even budge an inch. He would probably say, I don't even know what you're talking about. for the Chinese.
No, he wouldn't,
know.
Because of course he's going to make himself out to be a great leader, but that's it's a different form of propaganda.
Yeah, I mean, different form of propaganda and different form of brainwashing.
Yeah.
You know, if we go into brainwashing, for example, okay, a little bit of a mini history lesson. If you go into brainwashing, for example, Patty Hearst, right, was under Stockholm Syndrome. Right, when you're under Stockholm Syndrome, you don't even know what the fuck you're doing. I'm betting the influence of... Is everything okay?
Yeah, what was that?
I have no idea.
Is that Darth Vader on the line or something?
Influence of...
Is Darth Vader on the line?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
yeah.
No.
I am your podcast host. Sorry about that.
Okay. So anyway.
The one with the internet.
Right.
Yeah, anyway.
Well then.
Now... If you go in it... Now I've lost my train of thought. Oh, yeah. Right. So, if you go in any... shit, I lost my train of thought. Somebody remind me where I was.
That propaganda?
Yes,
Patty
Hearst. So, if you go to a
Patty Hearst situation, Stockholm Syndrome has basically... existed since 1979, okay? But if you go to any other dictator and you say Stockholm Syndrome, they'll be like, what Stockholm Syndrome? What are you talking about?
Why is that?
Case in point. I don't know. I think it's just how power works, Aileen.
They want to deny Stockholm Syndrome.
I think they want to deny the Holocaust, actually. Mahmoud Akhundzada, who actually, you know, he said the Holocaust doesn't exist. Well, if the Holocaust didn't exist, why did hundreds of thousands of Jews with disabilities die first?
Millions, more like millions.
millions. Correction. Yeah, on a technicality. Why did 1 million people with disabilities die first?
Yeah, no, you can't deny the Holocaust. There's people that were there. It's just
exactly.
Insane.
I mean, it's like denying September 11th.
Yeah.
You know,
or denying Facebook exists. There's truth right in front of us.
Exactly. You know.
Maybe not quite that drastic, but, you know, you can't deny an event when there's witnesses.
Exactly.
Like,
you can't, like,
it's like something
is
find that global warming actually happened.
But
exactly.
In saying that, in North Korea, sorry, Johnny.
Yeah.
If you're in North Korea and you're surrounded by basically a virtual wall where nothing can get in and nothing can get out, whatever your government tells you, you've got no choice but to believe because you've got no access to reality.
I could see that. It's a matter of, okay, what could they do? There's no way out. There's nothing to come in or out, so they're pretty much screwed.
They're not necessarily screwed, but as long as they behave themselves, then nothing's going to happen to them. But you don't really have a choice. Put one foot out of line.
Very true. And
anyway, back to Tom and Jerry.
Back to Tom and Jerry. I think we're going on to cartoons, which relates to Tom and Jerry.
Exactly.
Ending of an era.
Everybody loves cartoons.
Yeah.
And everybody loves cartoons, and everybody loves the fact that, you know, be it Tom and Jerry, okay? Tom and Jerry are cartoons, okay? The Saturday morning cartoons that we love in the U.S., I mean, I love, what do I love? I loved All Real Monsters.
The Nickelodeon tunes. Same here.
Yeah. I mean, I loved Rocko's Modern Life. I loved, Recess.
That show, Recess was great. Rocko's Modern Life had a dirty double entendre kind of going there.
It did.
I remember watching it before it was pulled off Netflix, and it did have a very, I'm trying to not just say it in the nicest way
undertone.
Possible. The dirty undertones, but it was definitely gay. It was the gay issues and dirty where Rocko and...
Wait a second. What gay issues?
His friend wanted to get with him. Did you realize?
Oh, yeah.
You never put two and two together with that.
I was seven.
I only heard about this over the last few years. I never realized when I was watching it. Or that Rocko
was
the
network.
It's like, are you going to discuss this in a senior thesis, Allison?
Where would your dissertation be? You know, Nickelodeon should be forgotten because there are so many negative undertones.
Well, there are negative undertones. Not necessarily. Adults probably caught on to the negative undertones. Kids probably, I know I thought nothing of it until I'm like, okay, there's some issues.
Well, nobody thought nothing of it until we were
Yeah.
Did Rocko call a sex hotline? Oh, baby.
Yes. Right. Or the fact that he was working for... Right. All the
what was that? Hang on, was
it
that?
It was George
Takei
going absolutely apeshit.
You know who it sounded like? The robot from, it sounded like Jeff from Craig Ferguson's show.
Yes.
Umar.
No.
George Takei does not leave.
Yeah. George Takei does not leave. He's a permanent fixture on the show. I think the funniest thing I thought when I was younger was there is a little snippet that I remember Heifer. There was one episode, I don't think it was every episode, but one episode in particular where he comes home, it's absolutely shit weather out, and he comes home and he goes, I need my TV! TV gets put right, where's my... And where's my chair? And the chair gets put out. And, like, everything is put out. And his parents go, now are you happy? Which I always found hilariously funny. You know, also, there was another bit where it was his next-door neighbors.
Yeah, the big head.
The big head and the son.
The big head.
Yes.
I have a son.
Big head. Mrs. Big Head, what do you want now? You know, that sort of thing.
I run a show.
Okay, you run a show. That's great. Can we be on it?
No.
I get asked all the time. Okay. Do you know what it's been like with fame?
No.
You?
Yes,
I lived it. And I can't remember the son. It was their son, and it was an episode where he came home. And he goes, aren't you the...
Yes, we are the...
You know.
But, I mean, I love dog as well. Who doesn't like dog?
Dog, great show. Hey, Arnold.
Oh, dog. I remember dog. Oh, right. And Rugrats. Rugrats was the best. Rugrats killed all of them.
Rugrats
until they
was the best. But yet, like, we name all these shows, right?
Yeah.
That they're not around anymore. Because
Ren and
well,
Stimpy was awesome. Was Ren and Stimpy, Rocko's Modern
Life. Oh, yeah.
Wild Thornberries. What
Wild
else?
Wild Thornberries. Don't even get me started.
That's it.
Oh, God. Kablam.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember that cat dog.
Oh, yeah.
Cat dog.
Cat dog.
I used to be able to do dog's voice really well.
I think
in the brain.
I could do Ryan from Ryan and Snippy pretty well, but it gets my fucking voice that hoarse. I mean, I could do it, but, you know, and I could do an accurate version of it. But, you know, in terms of Ren, Snippy is really dumb, okay? He's sort of like John Steinbeck's Mice of Men.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But if you do Ren is almost like a high-octane atom bomb that's about to go off. Yeah.
Didn't Ren and Stimpy go through controversy recently as well?
Well, yeah. I mean,
I'm pretty sure, for being risque.
Yeah, risque in terms of, like, you're going to call Peter Griffin risque. Oh, okay. You know, I think we can take it. I mean, half the time in my plays, right, I'm being challenged, well, that you can't say that. Of course I can.
Yeah.
You know, everything's meant to be challenged, ladies and gentlemen. If you're not going to challenge it, well, who are you?
Exactly. Like,
exactly. Exactly. Right?
You
know,
that makes sense.
Who are you exactly? Are you something that, you know, is foreign? Not foreign in the sense, you know, that you're from another country, but foreign in the sense of, do you know what you're talking about kind of thing?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, but I think that everybody is being way too overprotective about it, you know?
Yeah.
In terms of how much shit we make fun of, how much shit we get away with, and then they chase after, you know, they're choosing to chase after Tom and Jerry.
Come on.
To be far worse.
Elaine, do you agree with this?
I think so, yeah. I mean, you have the right to protect your own kids from whatever you want, but you can't protect other kids unless it's, like, going to cause a war. If it's going to cause a war, you have the right to protect your, like, other families, or you have the right to protect your country. Like some prime ministers ban things coming into their country. But if it's not controversial, if it's not offensive in any way, or if it doesn't promote death or rape, I guess, then it's up to the parents to protect their own kids from whatever's out there. It's like sugar.
Right.
You can't ban sugar from an entire country. It's up to the parents to limit how much sugar their kids have.
Right. So if you're fed processed sugar through cartoons, okay, that's a shitload of sugar per day.
Yeah.
You know, yet we as, like, myself as a writer, my dad asked me a couple of weeks ago, do I endorse what Gotham does and has to say?
I sort of retorted back, well, first, Dad, one, it's based on a DC comic series. Two, it's real. Three, it's real. And four, yes, it's violent, but violence happens every day around the world within 1 minute, a one-minute span. But then he sort of goes, well, do you advocate this, and can't you write a comedy? And what I write are dark comedies. You know?
You know, everything is not sugar and sparkles and sprinkles.
Exactly. Sometimes we like our sprinkles black.
Yeah.
There's no point banning... I mean, you know, if you compare to this, like, over the last probably... When did Snoop Dogg try to get into Australia last? Probably 5 or 6 years ago, he wasn't allowed into the country. Now, is that a government standing up for a country and its values, or is that overprotective? Does Snoop Dogg promote something that's that bad that it shouldn't be allowed into Australia? I'm not sure.
Right. No.
That's
I'm pretty sure he got rejected. His visa application got rejected, so he couldn't tour Australia.
Who's this?
Snoop Dogg,
right?
That's Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Giant lion, whatever the sizzle he's can call himself these days.
I don't know if that's the country being overprotective, or I don't know what it is, but it was interesting when it came up.
It could be seen as a little bit of both, saying, okay, has he crossed the line?
He promotes drugs and guns and stuff like that. That's probably why he didn't get let in. But then again, if he makes one foul step in Australia, if he's allowed in, then we just get rid of him straight away. But should it be up to parents and people themselves to choose whether they want to go to his concert and endorse him?
Or should the government take the stance and say
we're not letting you into our country because you don't promote what Australia and what our people stand for, what we see as what our people stand for?
My thing is, let others be able to choose, because if people don't want him, if people are saying, wait, you're wrong, let his pocketbook, let his multi-millions hurt. Don't say, we're just going to... Because that's like saying, because here in the United States, as much as it's a different topic, as much as Michelle Obama really trying to put the healthy eating at the forefront, kids don't care about healthy eating.
You're not supposed to care about healthy eating until you're, 16, 17, and you know what you're putting in your mouth. You're supposed to see what your parents give you, and that's okay.
Right. But then it's like, she's going around saying, oh, all the schools have to be on this certain plan, certain thing. But kids don't. Kids, in all reality, even teenagers, they may look at someone and say, I'm not eating this. How about you?
Exactly. We can't all have Hollywood buddies. We can't all have Hollywood buddies.
It's healthy.
Sometimes it's not in our genetics.
Exactly. Right. You know, and the funniest thing is that with diets especially, you know, nobody tells your kid when you're younger, darling, yeah, don't eat any sugar. Why, Mum? Well, because it's really bad for you in calories. Nobody's going to do that.
Yeah.
Here's a carrot.
A 10-year-old is going to ask, what's a calorie? And how do you explain a measurement of energy to a 10-year-old? It's not a hard object. How can you explain it to them?
You can't.
Right.
Exactly.
It's like, you want me to eat carrots? No, I'll take the gushers, the fruit roll-ups, and everything else in between.
Yeah, and a pack of M&M's.
Yeah. Taboo.
I'll take my thing of butterscotch crimpets and call it a day. Which is like a little...
Yeah. I mean, it is one thing about, this culture that I sort of hate is...
Uh-oh, here we go.
Oh, no. yeah, he's way in. Oh, no.
Be careful, Jamie, you're a guest in that country.
No, yeah, I know. Against my own country? Oh, shit. Oh, no. It is the same thing of... since we make fun of everything now, nothing is swept under the rug anymore, except probably missiles and cruise missiles. Yet, we explain energy through science, okay, and molecules and crap like that. You know, we have 10-year-old nerds, okay, and trying to explain a bit of energy to a kid about a calorie? Well, that's just small science. You know, it's like telling a kid to go read a textbook when he's 10. You know.
Yeah.
That's what I think. And that's my complaint. Is, you know, why read it's not why read textbooks, but it's why read, why can't we do more visual thinking instead of, you know, pouring our guts out on a textbook or a piece of paper? You know what I mean? To a 10-year-old.
Or having it as an audiobook.
Having it as an audiobook. Make it more interactive than just on a piece of paper.
Make it more interactive.
Exactly. Don't be so stingy and say, oh, yeah, no, you have to be trained this way.
That's just cool. That's how the school system works, because you can't please everybody. Everybody learns
no,
a different
you can't.
Way. So as much as the teachers try and work with everybody's strengths, it's kind of impossible.
That's like saying to someone what you have learned for past years doesn't matter. And
That's being said all over the place. If you look around and you say that, you know, I think you would see that there are a lot of people who go, it's not any hope. It's a different kind of hope, you know?
Yeah.
It's the hope of more electronics, but then how do you get them to go the other way and see reality when they're 16 or 17 or even 30?
That's just life skills.
I mean?
That teach their kids life skills.
Yeah.
Right. You can't just say, oh, this is X is right, when you have TLC shows that, there's shows
that
here.
That advance the life of what's-her-face. Honey Boo Boo.
Oh, God.
You know, for example. You know, advance the life of Honey Boo Boo, but yet every other thing, you're going, oh, that's great, but then the connectivity isn't there. Yeah. You know what
or
I mean?
You have your kids being at home and doing.
And doing what?
And actually just making
financial
money and press.
Oh, yeah.
Which is nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Which is.
You know, any person could go, well, I'm, you know, any father would go, Dad, yeah, why are you pressing buttons?
Yeah, I still do that. My dad still gets annoyed when I press buttons in his car when he's trying to drive. And I just want to know how things work.
Right. And the funniest thing is, you know, my dad gets really pissed off when I ask him questions about, you know, why he does stuff, right? And he has no answer. And so I sort of take it on its head, as he would, right? If you have no answer,
right.
Well, that just means that you're doing the opposite of gamesing of what you're actually saying.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
But yeah, back to cartoons. like, the thing is, I don't think within the crossover of Family Guy and The Simpsons, let's just say that, right? What do we think? Did you see it yet?
I've seen it. I've seen it. I loved it. I thought it was the best. I've been saying this all since I've seen it. It was the best thing Matt Groening's done since he made Homer the Beer Baron.
I would agree.
That amazing.
I mean, I would agree, but I don't know how they did it. I mean, how did they do it in terms of, you know, the Griffins taking over the Simpsons couch as well?
Yeah, they did it perfectly. I mean, they had aspects from both shows, but then they kind of met in the middle to get kind of risque. I mean, the Simpsons might have got a bit more risque towards Family Guy, but it was good that The Simpsons stepped up their kind of character development to do that. They kind of shone. And then you had the aspects from American Dad, the Cleveland show. There was Bob's Burgers. There was a fight scene that lasted 10 minutes, which is classic Family Guy. You know, Peter and the Bird?
Oh, yeah, the
right.
Fucking
the chicken. Yeah, exactly. So there was a big fight that went on. I mean, it was brilliant. I mean, there was references to the secrecy of Springfield's location. It had everything.
Yeah.
Dave's have time to take a stab at the canceled Cleveland show.
They covered everything. And each one of them had a friend. You know, Brian had Santa's Little Helper. Stewie had Bart. Meg had Lisa. Chris kind of just hung out with Brian. But each of them kind of had an equivalent character. And Lenny was in it.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Lenny?
I mean, I thought that, you know, each time when they do a mash, what I call a mashup of the two, right?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be absolutely horrible. And in this, I was worried because of the fact that you know, they're two different worlds.
Yeah.
At the same time. But
they're in two different parts of the
United
States.
So good.
Too.
Yeah, how they did it was so good. It was amazing.
Yeah, I guess when you have the brilliant minds of Matt Groening and Seth MacFarlane and you put them together, I guess I saw it a day later, so I was looking on Facebook, and there were comments everywhere saying it wasn't that good. There were a couple of good scenes, but it wasn't that good. And then I watched it, and it was one of the best cartoon episodes I've ever seen. It was brilliant. Because there were two kinds of humor. There was Simpsons humor, which kind of came up to the standard of Family Guy humor, and there was Family Guy humor, which kind of went down to the more
grittier reality,
or less controversial humor of The Simpsons. The Simpsons isn't that controversial anymore as much as it used to be, and now Family Guy's taken over that,
and
they kind of mixed together.
Yeah,
and
the thing is,
being in it, having that nod, that's cool.
Yeah, I think that was a good touch, because they're not really linked with Bob's Burgers at all.
Bob's Burgers, they're not. I believe
is there on the same night.
Yeah, really. And I know one of the people, voice actors on Bob's Burgers, one of like the girl, like the child, the girls.
Tina or whatever the other one's name. I haven't watched it in a while because they've been on a break.
I believe it's Tina. She's on Gravity Falls on Disney Channel.
Yeah.
So she voices a character, and I was like, okay, that sounds oddly like Tina from Bob's Burgers. I'm like,
yeah.
Yes, I'm watching it. I'm sold.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, it is funny. I think we're going to need more time on this show because we agree.
Well,
we could
put it over two shows. We could do another show next week.
We could do that.
There's a topic I want to bring up. If we're talking about cartoons, why on The Simpsons? Do you know how all the voice actors do multiple voices? You got Nancy Cartwright, Hank Azaria,
yes,
Dan Castellaneta. They all do heaps of voices. We've got Yardley Smith, who only does Lisa. How has she made a career out of doing one voice on the biggest cartoon in the world?
Well, if you go back to...
Well, how come they haven't got her to do more voices? Yeah, go.
Well, no. If you go back to Nancy Cartwright's biography, My Life as a 10-Year-Old Boy,
it actually does
explain how, you know, these actors do multiple things. Like, for example, I bumped into Hank Azaria. He was doing a play called The Farnsworth Invention, which is a brilliant play which could have run longer. But I said, can you do a poo for me? He did a poo. Right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, but, as in Apu the character.
Apu the character.
Okay, you said he did a poo for you. I was getting it wrong.
No. I know what you meant. Apu the character. Please. I am Apu. That.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Come again.
He said basically, you know, all Apu is a very high pitched voice. That's all it is.
You're getting down.
And so is
2 seconds.
So is Mo. You know.
Yeah.
It's very gravelly. It's very gravelly. You know. It's all about.
I think we're going to have to continue this on for part two.
Exactly.
Whoa.
I think that's our cue to end
the show.
Get
going.
Yeah. So let's commence this another time, hey?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You can come on anytime you want.
Yeah.
Well,
as a matter of fact, we're thinking of. We're thinking of doing something.
We discuss it off here.
We'll discuss it off here.
On your way. You guys know I have a website, right?
I do.
Yes.
So
we do.
GoGoodman.com.au.
Fantastic.
And all our listeners can find AMC Press and Co's good stuff is that if my yearold.com / AMC Press or AMCPressCo.com. And that's
and
a wrap
and that's
for the night.
Good night.
No,